All right. Welcome to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I told you fuckers I was going to have another episode.
He told you.
Yeah, I know. They're like, oh. Yeah, that's how I'm talking.
I thought it was going to be the after hours. Wait a minute, which podcast are we doing? Bro, I'm so confused. I'm so lost.
No, man, we don't got drinks. We can't.
I thought it was the happy hour.
No.
I thought the after hours.
Nah, Danny Ocean's. So I'm riding along with Shado.
Instead of getting the wings.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not going to make it, bro. I'm so hungry.
But then we won't stay too long.
Man, I'd rather get the wings now and know they're in my car than leave early.
But I feel like we're already going to be, that's going back and forth between.
All right. I'm just so hungry.
There'll be food down there, man.
I don't want that food. I want the wings, fam. You don't understand.
And you act like that's the only good food in town.
You got a craving for something.
Yes.
Like, nothing else will satisfy that craving until you get what you
okay,
want.
Okay, well, I'm going to enlighten you a little bit on the one named Daniel Ocean, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I constantly have a craving for good chili every day of my life. Like, but I love chili. The
you
point
put
is...
that phone in the fucking middle.
The point is...
Okay. People go hear me.
It's that way on purpose.
Oh, I hear you.
I don't even know when the recording... It stopped at 2 minutes.
Wow, bro.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to cut and dice this up.
Dang, you that high, you don't know what you're doing.
Anyway, we are heading to the street fair by Produce. Check out the Fast Lane booth.
Fast Lane.
Yeah, Fast Lane, Maine. 4th and Davis? 5th and Davis? Is it going on?
Somewhere. Last time, it was right there. There it is.
Oh, there we go.
All right, I'll be able to park right here.
Word.
What does that say?
We're safe anyway. We're safely social distancing. We got masks. We're going to an event later after we get some food. Also, we'll be safely social distancing outside. Okay, so don't try to flame us on Twitter.
Hell yeah, we mask on. I got my fast lane mask, so y'all
fast lane.
Fuck off.
Yep, shut up. Anyway, we'll be back. Commercial break here on Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. We're back. I'm back. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast.
Yeah.
So we went and checked out the market. Now our produce. It was
dope.
And I gotta tell, if you're looking for not only well the apparel there is dope too, but if you go down to Produce Portland, they got some dope shoes too. Dope, man. If you're a collector, I would check it out for sure.
Man, shout out to Fastlane.
Shout out to Fastlane. Hooked us up with the masks. They got your hookup if you want some dope BLM shirts, or just the Fastlane shirts, tank tops, sweatshirts, all that. They got you covered no matter the weather, pretty much, right?
Yeah, you ain't lying.
And so Shado had me go when we went in produce, there was the Fastlane section. And you feel the sweatshirts. You had me feel the sweatshirts, and they really are high quality and stitched on there nice. So
yeah,
shout out, good brand, man. He knows what he's doing.
The metal lugs on the on the string, like, man.
Is that the real name for those lugs?
I think so. I think that's what they call them, or they could be just aglets. Or yeah, they could aglet. So it had like a metal aglet on the string for the hoodie.
Okay.
So yeah, they were nice. And I don't mean like regular metal. It was like cubed.
So there was that was dope. So yeah, it was dope little setup going on. The wind is kind of strong out there. The wind is strong.
My feet are strong.
But but it was cool, yeah. And we booked an awesome guest for the happy hour show, so I'm pumped about that one, man.
Yes, I'm super pumped.
Yes, it's cool when someone wants to come on like you want them to come on at the same time, you know.
Yes. So
that's what's up.
And it always makes me feel really good inside. People want to come in, you know, be on the show.
Yeah, word. Word.
Because it's like... It's like you know, like you doing something good or right or whatever you want to, however you want to look at it. You know, like people like your shit.
We got so many shows, and because this is the podcast is like the one show where I feel like I can talk about all the shows.
Yeah.
For the radio show fans who listen also to this podcast, we got coming up next Verbs, of the Thesis fame and of fame before that, Portland name that you for sure know about. He's been a honoree of Portland Hip Hop Week. DJ Verbs, so that'll be an honor to be in the house. After that, we got Kid Mo.
Kid Mo.
Up and coming right now. And then after that.
Let me go back. Verbs. Shout out to Verbs, dude. The dude that has his pulse on like everything.
Yes.
In the city, I swear to God. That dude knows.
Oh, yeah.
That dude knows.
If someone's up and coming and I go and follow him, guess who's following him already? Verbs is on top of it, man.
Man, for real. The things he knows.
Like,
I can't wait to pick his brain.
Yeah, man. I feel like he knows about stuff before they know about
stuff. He really do.
So, yeah.
Shout out to him.
So, that's going to be a fun one. Kid Mo will be a fun one because that's a dude. We went and saw him perform live at the show, remember, at the Century Bar, and he did his thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So, that should be a fun one. Been eager to have, and we've been promising to have him on for a stretch. And after that, we got the legend. And this is the first time us announcing this to anyone because we just sealed this today.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Portland legend coming on this. They gave us a show. The one and only.
Show.
One and only Cool Nuts.
Cool Nuts.
Dude.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Gary.
Yeah. And now he's going to not want to come on when he hears your echo.
Nuts. Not bad.
That shit was whack. Eck.
No. Oh no!
If you think people liked your radio show, they did not. Remember that on How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
They did not.
That's savage. Thinking my heart right now.
No, I'm playing. But I'm excited about this, man. I'm excited about both all the guests coming up on our shows, man. So.
Yeah, ditto.
Speaking of, if I can get him to do after hours and happy hour, we're making that happen, man.
So,
for. I don't think we should announce the happy hour guest we just did yet. We got to save that announcement. We can't do big announcements. Two big announcements on one episode. So
it's too much for them.
We're going to save that one.
They minds will explode. They'll be like, no. We stupid.
We got our finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
Trying to be like you, Verbs.
This dude is it. I think he's a little local heavyweight in the game.
He is.
For real.
He is.
If you ask me, like, straight up.
Just saw the Willamette Week, write-up of the five best new artists in town, he was on it.
Yeah.
So there's a hint for you. And one of the other people that was mentioned in the same article we just had on our radio show. So you know who it isn't.
Yeah, buddy.
Speaking of, that was such a great interview.
He's in the top five? Wow.
Yeah, or
up-and-comers. Like
up-and-comers Willamette Week,
I like that. I love that.
Yeah, there's a nice little write-up on him and stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, man. So.
Cats is pumped up and thrilled.
Yeah. It's dope when you go to ask someone to be on one of your shows and like, yo, what about the other show? Because it's like, oh, people do watch the happy hour episode. So that was good. I actually like that. It was like a bigger feeling than if I would have got him to come on the radio show. Because it's unexpected, so.
Yeah, no, I understand, man. Trust me. I feel the same way.
So, it's cool.
And then, all right, so can I jump to TV shows or shows? Or
jump to whatever you want. All right, man.
So, like, have you ever, are you people first hearing about it now? But this is a show called The Old Guard, or a movie actually called The Old Guard. Netflix just released it, like, a couple of days ago.
So it's a new movie, but it's called The Old Guard?
Yeah, and it starred with Charlize Theron.
Okay.
And,
anybody else big?
Yeah, what's his name? Chalib Latila? I think I'm probably butchering his name.
Yeah, but sounds like you are.
He was Denzel Washington's right-hand man in The Inside Man in that movie. He was also in the right-hand man to Doctor Strange in the Doctor Strange Marvel movie.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. And if I tried to say his name out loud,
he was also
I would probably butcher it too.
Twelve Years a Slave. He was the main character.
Yes. I know who you're talking about. I would probably butcher his name too.
Yeah,
so.
Dude. He's in a crap ton of movies.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
He's got to be. I'd say you count that guy on the A-list at this point, right?
Yeah, he is super A-list.
Yeah,
he's like S-list.
What's like, S-list?
Like super, dude. Like they jump past the A.
Isn't that the Denzel Washington, Tom Cruise?
You got A through D, and then you got the super elite list, like Will Smith and all.
Ooh, let's play a game.
Okay.
I'm going to say a name. You say S-list, A-list, or B-list.
Okay.
Or D-list.
Okay, go. I got this. Let's go.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, S.
Okay.
Super.
Kerry Washington.
Ooh, yeah. I put her in that super, too. She's done way too much now.
Okay, let's do a little more. Let me keep thinking here. Jessica Biel.
Ooh. Probably like A.
She's A. You think she's reached the A? Okay.
Yeah, she reached the A.
Low A, maybe?
Yeah, she had that. Yeah, she's close to being B, but she definitely an A.
Okay. What about... Oh, let me think of the guy's name for a minute. Okay, I'm going to have to come back to that.
I was going
to
say Jamie Foxx or something.
No. That's a good one, though. Wouldn't he be in the S?
Yeah, I would put him in the S.
Okay. Definitely. Because he's won like a... whatever Denzel. The biggest acting thing is.
Yeah, Denzel Washington, I put in the
Emmy?
S.
Emmy? Grammy? One of those Mies?
Yeah, I put him in the S. Like, if you ask me about J-Lo, I put her in the A.
Okay, fair. I don't know her.
You don't know her?
That's old, what Mariah Carey says.
The old Bennifer? You don't know Bennifer?
That's what Mariah Carey says every time someone mentions J-Lo, and it cracks me up. That's the highest level of shade possible.
Dude, that is. From a diva, too.
Yeah, she goes, I don't know her, because she's still mad about her stealing her songs and stuff.
Dang.
You know that story of J-Lo stealing
it? Yeah, man. Yeah, that, and I heard J-Lo do that to a lot of people.
Yeah, Mariah and Ashanti.
Straight up. Yeah.
Specifically.
And the list goes on.
Christina Milian, she took a song from her.
Dang. I like Christina Milian. She's cool. I know.
Yeah.
I was writing songs with dudes doing her wrong. I'm like, quit picking up.
She's a
dudes.
Christmas movie star now. That's what she does.
Dang, did she pass Lacey Chabert and Mariah Carey and all them?
No. She's been in more than Mariah Carey, but you know who's passing her up though?
Tatiana Ali?
Yes.
Man.
She's trying to catch Lacey Chabert.
Right now, she is my celebrity wifey and down in dirt.
Well, and she's doing Christmas movies for two channels, bro, so she's gonna pass Lacey because she's doing Lifetime and Hallmark. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my girl.
So I don't know, because a lot of them are signed on exclusives, but apparently she's just like, I'm doing them for everybody, so.
And she's in soap operas.
Oh, she in soap operas too?
Yeah, like back in the day, I seen her on some soap opera. It was like,
I never knew that. Was this before Fresh Prince or after?
After, way after.
Okay.
This is like within the last 2-3 years.
Like daytime, Young and the Restless,
yeah,
General.
Yeah, I think it was Young and the Restless.
One of those, General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Days of Our Lives.
I think it was Young and the Restless or, they. I don't know. I'm the worst person to ask about the soap operas for real.
So
but she was in one of them.
Okay.
The like really popular one.
Okay, I got another one for you.
Yeah.
Gary Sinise.
A.
You'd count him as A?
That's tough. He's been in too many things.
Okay, so you're pretty giving with the A list.
No, I'm not saying giving. You know what?
As far as acting skill, I'd put him like...
Because he was in Snake Eyes. He was in Forrest Gump. I mean, like, dude...
Mission to Mars.
Yeah, you can't not... He A, dude. That dude... face will get recognized. He ain't that. Hey, I see you in that. No, people will know that dude.
He's definitely A if you count just on acting talent. He's top tier for sure.
Yeah, and he is like in the most iconic movie ever. Dude, that Forrest Gump is like, dude, if you were like a major role in that movie, dude, you so A. And that movie like 20 some years old.
The most iconic movie ever is Freddy Got Fingered.
This interview is over. You get the fuck out with that. Don't ever come with that blasphemy to me, dude.
Yeah, that probably hurt to hear as a movie show person, huh?
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, that movie's an embarrassment to film, the whole industry.
Okay,
everything.
What's the worst comedy movie that you've seen? And it has to be. It was in a theater. It can't be some straight to video shit starring like. You get what I'm saying? What's the best, worst comedy you've ever seen that was actually in the theaters?
I don't know, the Onion movie or whatever. That's gotta be the worst.
What's that?
See? The Onion movie, dude. It was an onion.
Damn.
Shit made you wanna cry. Like, what is
that's
this?
No good.
It was terrible, fam.
So we have arrived at our next destination. Ooh, I'm like that. I'm gonna be able to just put this episode out like Monday. We're getting some chicken.
Yeah.
We're brown bagging it.
We're
bound bragging
it. For sure.
So we're going to Jack's. That means another commercial on Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I'll be back and I'll talk about the next destination. Thank you. All right, welcome back. And so now I'm at home and it's the next day. Had a great, it was good to get out for a little bit, but I'm glad to be back in. So anyway, I'm in the kitchen here with my wife, and what are you cooking?
I am cooking spicy black bean veggie burgers.
Okay, and have you tried this before, or is this your first time?
I have tried it before.
And
I love it.
And what are you putting on it?
I'm going to put guacamole and hot sauce on it instead of a bun.
Okay. And dig it. And just like eat it with a fork?
Yep.
Awesome. And so that's awesome. And I'm hungry. So what do I get to eat?
Whatever
I make myself. So you're into plants. What's up with that?
I don't know.
So you name your plants. How does that work?
You're going to just go right into it.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to think I'm crazy. Unless you're a plant person, you don't get it.
Okay.
Not all my plants have names. Only some of them.
Okay.
The ones that have names, they just kind of tell me their name. I like look at the plant and I'm like, oh yeah, that plant's name is Phil.
Okay. So people aren't going to think you're crazy. You know what I mean? Or else I wouldn't ask you about it because you're my wife. It would reflect badly on me. People are going to think, oh, that's cute. She names her plants. So they don't all have names.
No.
Okay. That's awesome. So what about the ones you got yesterday? Did you name any of those?
There was a cactus named George.
Nice. That's awesome. So but being serious and for real though, because I know you really have been into getting into it lately. Is there like a type of plant that you really want to get that you have not been able to get your hands on yet?
There's a lot of plants like that. That like, as you get deeper, sounds crazy, but like deeper into like the plant world. Mm-hmm. I like joined some local plant swap Facebook pages and plants start like trending and stuff. And then they become hard to get your hands on and it becomes expensive for cuttings. And every once in a while you can score one at like a local nursery. And then it's like, everybody's like all jealous or, you know, cheering each other on. Like, I can't believe you found that. I just found a string of hearts the other day, which sells for $7.50 for a two-node cutting. And so I calculated how many two-node cuttings are on the plant I got. I can make like, I don't know, it was a lot.
Like, nice.
$75 on my little two-stringed plant that I got.
Nice. I'm liking this. I don't think anyone tuned into my podcast and thought they were going to learn about plants, so it works.
I don't like all plants, I've learned.
Okay. You don't like the ugly ones?
I don't know that if there are ugly ones. I've really started to learn to appreciate all the little intricacies of every different plant and how unique their leaves are and all the different varieties even within some of the same kinds of plants. But I've learned that I don't get along with certain ones. They're very high maintenance and dramatic.
Dramatic. That makes sense.
Like literally it will look dead, like laying completely limp and dead. And then you'll water it and 3 hours later, it's all perked back up and like nothing happened. Mm. Those plants piss me off.
So that's high maintenance.
Yeah.
She's pissed off about the plants.
I got rid of one. I got rid of Fiona. She went to a new home, and the new home renamed her Franny. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she had her son, her high school age son, had his first love. Her name was Fiona, and they were together like all through middle school, and then he broke her heart, and they can't speak her name in their house anymore, so she had to change Fiona's name to Franny.
Whoa.
But Franny gets misted every day now.
Oh, someone really cares for it.
Yep, it's probably a good thing it wasn't me because I was only keeping her alive out of pity.
They really said can't speak the name and stuff.
Uh-huh. Of the girlfriend.
That's heavy. I think I'm going to make myself a charcuterie. Not really, but it's just going to be a plate with a bunch of shit on it. your Chardonnay. So thank you for talking to me about plants. Oh, wait, I have one. What's going on? The way you spun around was awesome. I thought you were going to like say something like you were going to say, like enlighten me about plants or something.
Well, I mean, if you're done talking about plants, we can be done.
No.
I just was excited that that was, you were asking if there were any hard ones to get.
Yes.
And that one over there that I picked up today, they're just cuttings, but I got them for free, and that's a really hard one.
And it's called?
Cebu Blue.
Cebu Blue. And this is right here?
The long one.
This?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the cuttings are rooting, and then I'll plant them.
Awesome. All right, what's the most expensive plant in the world?
Oh, I don't know about in the world, but people will spend hundreds and hundreds, like upwards of $800 for like mature, large size tropical plants that are hard to find. Mm. I'm not that crazy.
Like you have to import from Brazil or something?
Yeah, usually you have to have them imported from somewhere. Or sometimes you can get one at a nursery, but they'll have like one and it costs like $400 or something like that. And they'll only have one because nobody ever comes in and buys it. It's just like pretty much there for show, you know?
Because wow.
But you can buy it.
Wow. I did not expect you to say something that high.
I've never bought, the most expensive plant I've ever bought is maybe $20, $25 at the most.
All right. That's pretty awesome. And that's exciting. And now I'm getting hungry. So I'm going to make myself a charcuterie. Wow. It's getting real in the kitchen. So yeah. I'm taking a break and be back. Thank you for coming in and talking to me about plants, by the way. Be rude to not say thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think I really had a choice.
Yeah, you seem super enthused. Thank you. You didn't
I
have
am
a choice.
Enthused about plants, not so much about talking on your show.
Well, that kind of hurts. It really does. You're supposed to be the one person I can trust, and you just.
You can trust me. I'm just not like a radio person. You know what I mean?
Well, good. This isn't going to be on the radio.
I'm too introverted.
This isn't going to be on the radio.
Well,
it's a podcast.
I'm introverted, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, thank you then for opening up and coming on, talking about plants. Now it'll be one more thing I can say I've had talked about on my show, so thank you. Okay.
Anytime.
You're lying.
No, about plants, I'm serious.
Okay.
You could have a whole segment every time about plants.
Okay. Well, maybe another time. But I'm very hungry. I'm going to go. I'll be back. All right. Welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And so, yeah, my wife likes to name her plants, which I give her crap about, but I honestly think it's really cute. So yeah, do you know anyone who does that, or do you do that yourself, or do you know anyone who names stuff? Like, I know my grandma used to name her cars, which was always, you know, funny to me. She even like put the name on the dashboard in decal letters in one of them, I remember. So pretty funny stuff. But, yeah, so I honestly think it's kind of cute that my wife names her plants. I don't know if that's rare or not, but she does it. I don't know how she keeps track of them, but like she said, she doesn't name all of them. But I want to thank everyone for listening to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. It was fun to get to hang out with Shado, especially in this time of social distancing. We did safely social distance that day, but people don't, you know, get to hang out as much, that kind of thing, with the way the world is now. So got to cherish those times, you know, because we're all trying to, or, you know, we're trying to safely social distance, respect for everyone's health and stuff. So those rare times when you get to see friends outside at a safe distance in a safe setting is cool stuff. So, yeah. So thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. If you have ideas for future show topics or for food places I should visit, email me at originaldannyocean@gmail.com. Remember, once again, you can follow the show on Instagram at the handle is at Danny's Random Podcast, or just search Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. You can listen to this podcast most anywhere podcasts are available. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, you name it. I'm on most of the platforms now, which is cool. Not mad about that at all. So, yeah, thanks for listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. As promised, I'm going to keep the episodes more frequent, so I am going to be bringing you another episode soon in the near future, and I got some pretty cool interview guests coming on in the future as well. You know, there's obviously not going to be a new interview guest every episode. This show isn't necessarily geared that I'm promising interviews all the time, but I do have some good ones coming up in future episodes, so that's something to know. And I'll keep you up to date with, you know, normal stuff going around town and stuff. You know, there's not really a lot of events, obviously, to report right now in the local music culture or the music scene. So I don't really have much to tell you. I do know that Amalfi's Pizza is doing a safe social distance outdoor music on the patio on Friday nights this summer. So that's something to check out. Besides that, I don't have a lot of events I can really tell you about. I went recently to me and Shado that same day where he was on the podcast. We went to Cypher in the Park, which was a cool event. It was outdoors, so people could social distance and all that stuff. And there's going to be more of those coming up in the future. As announcements come, I will, of course, let all my listeners know, because I like to keep you up to date on the local events going on or other events of note, but there's just not much to note about going on. I know that basketball games are supposedly going to be coming back on. They're all played in Florida. I'm really curious to see, you know, how that's going to play out, how people are going to receive it, how I'm going to receive it, how legit the title's going to be for whatever team wins it. You know, so it should be really interesting to see how all that plays out with the NBA and stuff. Give me your opinions. That's another good topic to talk about. Give me your opinions. What do you feel about the NBA season starting back up? Is this good or bad? You know, is it something that should be done? Or are we putting people at risk by doing that? Are they putting players at risk? I mean, I know they're going to do it, you know, not in front of fans, I guess, or really tiny crowds. I'm not clear on that, but I guess we'll all see when the games start on TV, which I think is any day now here. But I'm interested to know, how do people actually feel about this, and not just on Twitter, because I know that on places like Twitter or social media like Facebook, opinions can be really exaggerated and rigid and, you know, black or white. In real life, what do people feel? What do people who listen to this podcast feel about basketball coming back and baseball coming back and soccer coming back and the weird, like, abbreviated forms they're coming back? Is it cool? Is it, you know, putting people at danger? What do you feel? So I definitely like to hear people's opinions on that. We're going to have new episodes coming soon. Also, for another thing to talk about for people who are fans of the other shows that I'm on, the Happy Hour show is going to be starting up new episodes. We got some great guests lined up for that. Don't really want to give away the names just yet, but we got some great guests lined up for the first few so far that we've booked for the season. So, man, don't miss that. And for the radio show, we also got some really cool guests coming up in the next few episodes. We got Verbs, one of the Portland greats. We got the kid Mo, and we got the legend Cool Nuts coming up. So excited about those. That's on the radio show. If you're a fan of the radio show and listen to They Gave Us a Show on Freeform Portland, 90.3 FM and 98.3 FM. That's the radio show that me and Shado do together, for those who don't know. Good stuff. And as always, you know, follow this podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, like I said before. And recommend it. If you actually do like it and you don't think it's trash, recommend it to your friends. or, you know, family or whoever you think would vibe with the podcast, because, you know, I'm not too humble to ask for new listeners. Yeah, I really enjoyed doing the show, though, and we're going to be back soon. Like I said, I'm going to keep up with normal episodes more frequently. So keep it in that spirit. I will be doing more episodes of the show soon. Thank you for listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Until next time.